And we are talking this segment about the Santa Fe Theater Festival. I'd like to introduce Samara Neely Cohn, who's the artistic director and actor in Sailor Song, which is being performed starting this weekend, and Christopher Dempsey, who is an actor in the play Lone Star. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Excellent. Good to be here.
So these are the two plays of the Santa Fe Theater Festival this year. Two one-act plays, more or less an hour each, very different.
Yes.
One is kind of romantic and philosophical. One is pretty down to earth and gritty. Did you choose them for that kind of contrast?
We did. We also chose them because they're both about forgiveness on a level. One is a comedy. One is more of a dance contemporary piece. But both tell the story of young men who've lost themselves and in the end find forgiveness in another man.
Now, let's talk about the play Sailor Song. First, this is by the playwright John Patrick Shanley, and you did a play by him last year.
Yes.
And this is a play which, before we went on the air, you were talking about how, in theory, it's supposed to be 35% dance.
Yes.
Is it really?
In our version, it's maybe 15% dance, but Shanley told me when I first talked to him about doing the play, he said, you know, what's remarkable about this play is that there are 9 songs in it, and every single song is a waltz.
Right.
And he said that he went into his apartment and listened to waltzes play for 5 hours straight, and he felt like he was dancing and floating on a cloud. And he had also just gone through 2 deaths in his family, and for some reason the two felt related to him dancing through life and death. So he decided to write a play using waltz music as the anchor.
And I think people forget that there's quite a bit of popular music, not just Viennese waltzes, but there are pop songs that if you look at it and think about them, they're waltzes.
Right. I mean, for instance, we have You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman is
That's
a waltz.
That's right. That's a waltz.
Yes, and it's in the play.
So this is a play about a man who goes to visit his uncle. His uncle's wife is dying. His aunt is dying. He goes to a bar, meets not one woman, but 2. They're sisters, and that's the takeoff point.
Yes. I mean, for me, it's sort of the play version of the poem Ode to a Grecian Urn, which is a poem about the moment before you kiss someone and the possibility as opposed to the reality of actually kissing. And I think it's about a man who's caught between the reality of who he wants to be with and the possibility of a woman who's sort of more fantastical. And what happens is he, as Shanley puts it, ensues a dance between the two of them while his aunt is in this coma and dying. And then when she dies, sort of at the end of the first act, within the one act, he has a sort of personal crisis of, what is life? What is love? How can I love anyone if I know they will die? And that's the central question of the play.
And so we don't want to give away too much more than that, but it's a set of interesting characters because this guy is a sailor. He went into the business of being a sailor on a cargo ship because his uncle, whom we meet in the play, was also in that business. But he really wants to be something else. Who knows? A therapist.
Right.
Anything.
A politician,
right.
He says.
And so, and meanwhile, the two women, the two sisters, are also as different as can be. One is quite down to earth, although she's very romantic herself and is a banker or works in a bank. And the other one is a kind of a psychic who does automatic writing in
yes.
real time
yes.
during the play and is possessed by spirits.
Yes, and I'm playing the psychic
yes.
in the play, and part of my inspiration for that was actually Matt Damon in Hereafter, and I would watch clips from it because he believes so fully that he's a psychic, and I saw an interview with him where he said, I just bought the premise. I didn't question, is it real? I didn't interview psychics. I just accepted, yes, I have visions, and I see things, and I think, too, I mean, talking about the difference between the two sisters, my character is named Joan, which I think might be a take off of Joan of Arc, who who sees visions and has a clear view of what people need to do to save their country, save themselves. Whereas Lucy, the other sister, has the name of the patron saint of sailors, which is Lucia, for Lucy.
Right. And I do find myself wondering at different times in the play which one of them really is more down to earth.
I think that that's really cool that you had that reaction, because I think it's true. I think that, I mean, you know, whether psychics are real or not, the psychic definitely has an ability to sort of cut through all of people's worries and questions and just sort of say, look, this is what's going on in your life. You need to fix it.
Right. And call bull where you see it.
Exactly.
So that's the play Sailor Song by John Patrick Shanley, and he will be here.
He will. He's on the board of the festival, and he came last year when we did Danny and the Deep Blue Sea, and he loves Santa Fe, and he's thrilled to be back. This play, it's very new. It was written in 2006.
Ah, okay.
And it's only been done a handful of times, and it's never been done outside.
Yes, so that's part of it. You were doing it outside on the patio of a private house, a private home.
Yes.
And we'll give you details on, if anybody wants to actually go, how they can get there and all of that stuff in a few minutes. But what's it like to do a play outside? I mean, I would think first thing you have to really think about acoustics.
Yes, that's definitely true. And we're lucky because the patio is great acoustically. There are walls surrounding it, and there are a lot of sweet spots. And beside that, when I was a little girl, I grew up going to the Santa Fe Opera, and both my grandparents were season ticket holders, and I would go with them. And I've always wanted to do theater outside in Santa Fe. And both of these plays, Sailor Song and the other play, Lone Star, actually take place outside in the script. I think normally, obviously, they're done in theaters outside. But I love seeing it against the sunset and against the moon when the sun sets during intermission. I just love it.
We're talking about the Santa Fe Theater Festival. Now, the other play is Lone Star by James McClure. And you, Chris Dempsey, have the leading role of that. A drunken Vietnam vet who's kind of blustery and semi-lost his mind, but not quite.
More or less, yeah. I'm not a psychic, but I do see visions and hear voices. It's all Lone Star beer induced. It's a very interesting character in that he's someone who's just very much stuck in the past of what was before and what is no longer. His existence seems to spin on the way things were as a motivator for really everything. But this night is different, and this night things happen which hopefully change for him sort of the course of his life. You don't really know at the end whether it does have that effect or not. But
well, exactly, and that's one of the interesting things about the play. I mean, he's rehashing the past with his brother, who basically is kind of a punching bag for him. The brothers are Roy and Ray, and his brother basically, because he didn't have to go to the war because he had bad knees from football, sat it out and watched his brother come back destroyed. But it's not the kind of thing where, at least for me, watching the rehearsal, I have to say, I didn't feel, oh man, the poor guy, he's post-traumatic, he got shot up. He's really not that likable a character.
Yeah. It's more, talking to the degree of sort of what his experience was or how it scarred him, I think it's more that he lost his innocence going there, and that's really what he's trying to regain. He's trying, if you listen to the words and you listen to the dialogue, he really is talking about that period in life, probably, 12 to 18 or 17, depending on when he went. Sort of that kind of a memory and a momentum, and just being stuck in that sort of childhood vein as opposed to getting on with your life and growing up. And so you've got a little bit of the Peter Pan complex going on there as well. Just Peter Pan with cowboys. That'd be an interesting one. We should research that.
A cowboy Peter Pan.
Nobody steal that.
Has
now.
It been done?
Nobody steal it.
Excellent. Excellent question. Yeah, and so we don't, again, with these plays that are so kind of short and dense, you don't want to give away too much, but let's say that a little piece of his past gets taken away from him, and the question of how he's going to react to that, and indeed we see how he reacts to it, and as you brought up, I mean, I think one of the things that's interesting about drama is in drama people change. In real life, not so much, I think. And so one finds oneself wondering, wow, this guy seems to have changed, but did he really?
Exactly. I think it's, you know, here again, it's less of the post-traumatic stress issue and more of just alcohol-induced haze. He hasn't wanted to deal with life, and this is a slap in the face, something that probably does get his attention. And I would like to think that probably starts him on a course to rehabilitation, sort of out of that haze.
Now, the last time we saw you on stage, you were playing D.H. Lawrence.
Yeah.
Very different.
Very, very different.
It's wonderful to see the same actors and the range that they have. I mean, you're not even recognizable from one role to the next.
Yeah, that one was deep, deep, deep down, physically, emotionally. I literally got sick. You know, it basically takes place in the last year of his life when he's at the sickest point of his life, and I literally got sick, and it took me 3 to 4 weeks to recover after that play wrapped, to where I was actually back to physical strength and everything.
Do they call that method acting?
You could call it that. For me, it just I like to call what I do more organic acting. I really just take what's there and what happens, and I let it happen, sort of like metal getting wet and rusting. Something happens, and I think whatever happens, happens. Now, luckily, little disclaimer, I haven't become an alcoholic doing this play, so this is a good
Excellent.
Thing.
Good thinking. Yeah, no, a really nice ensemble piece, two people, well, three people. Your brother is played by Jake Mulligan, and then there's a character who has a bit less of a role named Cletus, who is the what would you call him? Typical, what's the opposite of an alpha, sort of omega guy?
Eager Beaver.
Yeah, Eager Beaver, but scared of everybody and scared that he's going to get hit and all of that. So, and
scared of his shadow, so he tries to be everyone else's shadow.
Exactly.
That's kind of the way I look at it.
Right, right. And
that's Drew Van Braun, who's been doing a great job. Also a local actor, and Jake too. It's actually great. We've got, you know, three. Jake isn't living here currently, but he was here and did. I did a lot of projects with him.
And he was passing through town, and you kind of roped him into doing this play.
He was. He was moving cross country, and he just happened to be in town, and we needed to replace someone, and we were able to, literally rope and drag him into this.
And the same
great.
Thing happened with Robin Raccoon, who's playing the dying aunt in Sailor Song. She grew up in Santa Fe, went to St. Michael's, now lives in New York and works as an actress, and the director of Sailor Song and I were having so much trouble casting the role, and we called her on a whim because her father lives here, and we thought, oh, maybe she'll come. She said yes and showed up in 48 hours.
Wow. Excellent. So, Santa Fe Theater Festival, how many years have you been doing it?
This is our third season.
And so you basically do a couple of plays each summer.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for me because as a little girl I did Jinx Junkin for years. I did Little Red Riding Hood, and I did La Infanta. And then later I did Santa Fe Performing Arts. I did their musicals for several summers. And now, with a group of people that I grew up with here, we come back every summer for 6 weeks and put on a couple plays. And it's just been amazing.
Well, it's great fun, and if people want to buy tickets, it's at santafetheaterfestival.org, theater spelled T-R-E, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, the British way. You can also call 986-3910. And because it's at a private house on the patio, what happens is people will drive up there, you can call for directions, and then a valet will park their car, and then at the end you can come get your car.
Yes, there is free valet every night.
Excellent. So opening night is...
August 18th, Thursday.
This coming Thursday.
This Thursday.
Excellent. Tomorrow. And the play runs two weekends. It's Thursdays through Sundays, and the last day is August 28th. Samara Neely Cohn and Christopher Dempsey, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.